came down to this southern town last summer to preach a change, a brand new way to live. But all you've left behind is pain and trouble. You take so much you'd never care to give. You say you're here to help the weary people, but friend, we've heard that worn out line before. Your cause, it only stirs up hate and anger. Your flag may wave, but what's it really for? Now ain't I right?
Ain't he right?
Ain't he right? You turn your back on those who work and suffer, and call it progress when it brings them pain. You bring your chaos, then you move on quickly. Another stop in some misguided game. I hear a tone that's soaked in old ideas, dressed up in words that aim to fool the youth. Call it what you want, no need to label. But what you sell don't look like honest truth. Now ain't your followers arrive with wild conviction, a preacher, rabbi, student, or a nun. They listen close and echo your confusion, and walk away believing lies you've spun. And some will cheer from polished halls of power, with speeches soft and slogans bold and slick. Burn your draft cards, speak your truth, they tell us. But truth gets lost when minds are changed so quick. Now ain't I right?
Ain't he right?
Ain't he right? One man once said we ought to send some kindness to those who fought against us in the fight. Well, here's a thought that might just make more sense. Let's send him there and keep our soldiers right. Let's stand against the voices that divide us, the ones who mock the brave, who serve and strive. We need a hand that lifts and not a hammer to keep this land and liberty alive. Let's raise our eyes and find the strong among us, and ask our neighbors where they truly stand. If we would hold the line against oppression, it must be fought both here and in far lands. Let's